He was there. He is a longtime voice of the Canucks, Jim Robson, who joins us on Sportsnet 650. How are you, Jim?
Just fine, boys.
What did you make of the nostalgia last night, the ovation for, among others, Todd Bertuzzi? It was a pretty cool moment.
Yes, it was. It was a highlight, and I imagine he would be quite emotional about it because, after all, he did leave here under a bit of a cloud, and it was quite a surprise to see him come out. I thought it was a great idea. I'm not sure who came up with it, probably Chris Brumwell out of the Canuck organization, but to having alumni members, Dennis Kearns, the first guy to come out of the alumni for the first decade, and then Stan Smeal, and, you know, all, and Kirk McLean, and a tremendous reaction for Besser, and who am I forgetting? Well, of course, Daniel Sedin, and then the way they handled the ceremony with Ronnie Shoup, a 50-year-old a 50-year employee involved in the ceremony at Center Ice as a longtime stick boy, retired school teacher from White Rock, and that was a surprising move as well. The only thing I thought was disappointing, and I was at the game, so I'm not sure what the television audience saw, but there were four players that are on the Canuck roster that didn't get a mention in the introductions. That would be Erickson and Mott, and Fantenberg, the defenseman, and even Roussel, who's on long-term injury. But normally in that situation, I think you'd have them in dress clothes standing at the bench and at least get an introduction, but they weren't mentioned at all, so I thought that was too bad. But otherwise, it went very well, and it was fun to be there.
I have my own thoughts, Jim, but why do you think that the crowd on hand last night decided to figuratively embrace Todd Bertuzzi the way it did?
Well, I think the surprise that he was involved, the fact that he came from the farthest away, too, the club would have brought him in from, I think he probably lives in Windsor, or I'm not sure where Todd's living. So it was a big surprise, and of course it brought back memories to one of the best lines the Canucks have ever had with Naslund, Morrison, and Bertuzzi in the early 2000s, and they were a great forward line. And so I think there was the surprise factor. The others like Kirk McLean and, you know, even Dennis Kearns would have been somewhat of a surprise too, but certainly seeing Bertuzzi caught people by surprise, and then they got a chance to salute him, and it was a great moment.
Canucks win their home opener last night 8-2. We were chatting with Jim Robson about it, Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. It's obviously, you know, in today's day and age, Jim, technology at the disposal of the hockey team, everything's going to be bigger and brighter and louder. So all that aside, is there a home opener from your past that you distinctly remember having a similar buzz to the feel of last night?
Well, I'll tell you, it was 100% better than the very first home opener in 1970, which dragged on forever and didn't have the same emotional value of last night. So, but it's a different world with a fantastic show on the ice before the game started. With all the technology, and it was like watching a fireworks display, you know, and so it's something to be in the arena nowadays, and it is loud, and it's so different than in the past. But I can't remember specific first games of the season that much, even though I've seen a lot of them, but that was one of the better ones. And of course, to have Hughes score the first goal, I still wonder how a boy of his size, I say boy because he's not even 20 yet, he can handle 225-pound forwards. But he's great with the puck. It's great to see the way he can rush the puck up the ice. And he was very good last night. And I thought Markstrom was excellent. And there's some people that say the Canucks' goaltending isn't good enough. Well, he made a lot of outstanding saves when it was a game. You know, when it was 3-1 and 4-2, he made some terrific stops. He faced 39 shots, and I thought he, and yet I could see where he wasn't picked a star in a high-scoring game. They went, I'm glad Sutter got some recognition. He's underappreciated by critics, media, and fans. Sutter's one of the team leaders on this team, on and off the ice. And he's a good, solid hockey player who's been plagued, like quite a few Canucks, with injuries, like last year especially. But he had a strong game last night, and I'm glad he was rewarded with a star selection. But it was a fun night for the fans to see that kind of a performance and all those goals. And I wouldn't worry too much about Besser not scoring, although I think on the power play he had showing a tendency to overpass, and there were times when they tried that cross-ice pass that didn't work out, but there weren't many things to criticize last night.
No, there certainly weren't, Jim, and we don't know where this team will get to this year, and I'm not sure where this era of Canucks teams will end up getting to as far as heights go, but it does feel like the beginning of something, of this new era. Is there a comparable era that has a similar feel to you in Canucks history?
Well, gosh, I don't know where you... I guess the early 90s, the Canucks were very strong and went into every rink in the league knowing they had a chance to win. They had a terrific group of defensemen. McLean was at the top of his game, and the great Pavel Bure and Trevor Linden, and you go down the list. That was a great era for the Canucks, and finally getting to the final in 94 when I really thought they'd win the Cup. And so that was one stage where probably starting one of those seasons in the early 90s, you thought they had the potential to be a Cup contender. And around 2000, when we talked about the line of Morrison, Naslund, and Bertuzzi, well, that group of players was also very good defensemen at that time. I think you probably have Sammy Salo, and I guess maybe Jovanovski was around at that time. And so they had, and Matthias Olland. And so there were times in the history of the franchise when you thought at the start of the year there was expectations. But I think at this stage with 31 teams in the league, it's so difficult to make the playoffs. Some good teams don't even make the playoffs. And then to win a cup, you know, how are you going to predict a cup winner this year? And so it's the expectations sometimes are a little bit difficult to handle. I don't think it's the stage of the season or the stage of the development of the franchise, you should start talking about winning a cup or even making the playoffs is going to be a big challenge.
He is Jim Robson, the former longtime play-by-play man of the Vancouver Canucks. Pleasure talking to you today. Jim, enjoy the season. It was great to hear your voice as part of that ceremony last night as well.
Okay, well, I didn't hear much of my voice in it, but I was there, and I really was happy I was there, and we had a good time.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks. Sportsnet 650.